peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
At the beginning of this quarter, we have two great sermons that are related to fish and fishermen.
在这个学期的开始，我们有两篇非常好的讲道，是关于鱼和渔夫的。
I wish I can continue the trend, but I won't.
我希望我可以延续这个主题，但是我不会。
Instead, I'm going to show you two clips that are related to fish.
取代的我会放两张图片，也是关于鱼的。
And so let's enjoy the creation of God.
让我们来享受神的创造的奇妙。
Here's the second clip.
第二个短片。
I used to love fishing,
我以前很爱钓鱼。
But after a few occasions where I didn't catch anything, I gave it up.
但是很快我就放弃了，因为我什么都没有钓到。
How I wish fishing were that easy.
我多希望钓鱼就像这短片当中的这么容易。
You know, sometimes even in the pastorate,
有时候在我们牧会的过程中，
soul winning is that easy.
我们也盼望是这样的容易。
There are people who come into the church.
人们来到我们的教会当中。
On their own.
他们自己来了。
The problem is we don't know what to do with them.
但是我们却不知道应当向他们怎样行。
Because we are not ready with discipleship.
因为我们还没有做好准备成为门徒。
Anyway, that's about it for today. About fish, we'll talk about choose life.
这是关于鱼的事情，我们就谈到这里。今天我们的主题是选择生命。
Let's come to the Lord in prayer.
我们来祷告。
Father, you have given us life through Jesus Christ. And he has come not only to give us life, but to give us abundant life. And yet we pray, Father, that as we continue to live this life,You will speak to us in this school of obedience, that we will continue to make the right choices to follow you. speak to us this morning through your word, in Jesus' name. It was a Saturday on August
29, 1970.
At that time, my older brother, younger sister, and I were whisked into a hospital room.
那一天,我的哥哥,我的妹妹和我都被带进一间病房。
It had been more than a year since I last saw my father when he fell ill.
在我父亲生病之后,距我上一次见到我爸爸已经过了一年多的时间了。
And as I stood by his dying bed,
当我站在他临终的病床前,
in his weak and soft voice, he said to me,
他用很虚弱的声音对我说,
Be a good boy.
做个好孩子。
And when I heard that word,
当我听到这个话语,
all I could do was sat on a sofa and began to sob.
我能做的就是坐在沙发上哭泣。
That night, my father went to be with the Lord.
那一天晚上,我父亲被主接去。
Now you need to understand that his last words for me was so simple and yet so loving.
你要知道,这最后的话语是这样的简短,又是这样的充满了爱。
And the reason that he gave his last words as these words, it's because I was considered the black sheep of the family.
他最终的话语是这样对我说的,那是因为我在家里面是被看成是一只黑羊。
I was a mischievous boy.
我是一个很淘气的孩子。
In fact, prior to his passing away,
实际上在他逝世之前,
the report card that I got is full of red marks.
我的成绩单上面满是红字。
And it's not a cause for celebration.
这并不是一件值得高兴的事情。
If I remember correctly, 6 out of 8 subjects are failing.
如果我记得不错的话,8个科目当中有6个科目我没有通过。
It's only math and religion that I passed.
我只有数学和宗教是过了的。
So I took something that is related to math in college.
所以我在数学和宗教方面还行。
And no wonder God called me into the ministry.
这就为什么神呼召我来侍奉。
Now, 43 years after, I still remember the last words vividly.
43年之后,我仍然能够很清楚地记得。
For someone has said that last words are lasting words.
因为有人说过,最终的话语也是流传最远的话语。
And I believe that to be the case for most of the time.
我相信在大多数情况下都是这样的。
Last words are the expressions of what is most important to a dying person.
临终的话语是对这个临终之人来说最重要的话语。
His foremost concern and his values.
他最关心的,最看重的。
And you could say that's his dying wish.
这也是他的临终愿望。
In fact, the wish is a command.
事实上,这个愿望也是一个命令。
However, there is nothing that the dying person can do.
虽然说这个临终之人再不能做什么。
Because the responsibility rests on the recipient.
因为这个责任是落到了接受者的身上。
It's the choice that the hearer of that wish makes.
这是一个听到这个愿望的人要做的选择。
Thank you. 谢谢。 Since then, I tried my best to be good.
从那时开始,我尽我所能的要变好。
Unfortunately, without much success.
但很不幸,并不太成功。
Until I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ 4 years later.
直到4年之后,我认识了主耶稣基督。
I wonder if my dad were alive today.
我在想,如果我的爸爸现在还活着,
would he be proud of me, his son?
他会不会为我他的儿子感到骄傲呢？
Now when we come to the book of Deuteronomy,
当我们来到《生命记》这一卷书，
the situation is similar.
这个情形是很相似的。
Except that the last words of Moses is about 33 chapters long.
只除了一件，摩西的临终的话语有33章之长。
But it was given in a matter of less than a month.
这个所给的话语是在一个月之内完成的。
And one section that may summarize the message of the whole book is the passage that we just read.
有一段经文可以总结整卷书的信息，也就是我们刚刚读的这一段经文。
In the book of Deuteronomy, we see that the people of God has arrived at the plains of Moab, about to enter into the promised land of Canaan.
在《生命记》当中，我们看到以色列民聚集在摩亚地，他们将要去迦南地。
However, there is about to be a change of leadership that creates uncertainties for them.
但是在这个时间点上面，却有一个领导层的变化，这个领导层的变化可能会带来不确定性。
And before the man of God, Moses, left this people, he laid out a strategy for a successful and good life.
这个时候，摩西给以色列民设计了怎样得到成功的和兴盛的生命。
Basically, he encouraged and exhorted the Israelites to obey the covenant stipulations of Yahweh from chapter 4 to 26.
大体上，他鼓励也告诫以色列民来遵行神的约，也就是在《生命记》四章44节到26章19节。
And the exhortation is based on a response to God's faithfulness and love to them.
这一个劝勉是对神对他们的慈爱和信实的一个回应。
And the motivation for them is however they obey or disobey, it would come with a price.
这个动机就是无论他们是遵行还是不遵行，就都会带来相应的后果。
Chapter 27 and 28 tells us about the blessings and the curses that accompany obedience or disobedience.
27章到28章说出遵行或者不遵行，他们会带来的祝福和咒诅。
Then he led the people to renew the covenant with Yahweh in chapter 29.
在29章当中，摩西重申了以色列民与神之间的约。
However, knowing that people usually are disobedient or tend to be disobedient, he warned them of the consequences in the future when they disobey.
但是因为摩西知道以色列民通常是不太顺服神的，所以他也告诉了他们，如果不顺服会带来怎么样的结果。
But he also talked about the future restoration because God is merciful.
但也告诉了他们神是慈爱的，所以在他们将也应许了将来的重建。
And finally, he exhorted the people again to choose life.
最后，他再一次劝勉以色列人要拣选生命。
And I like to talk about choices that we make.
然后我想要来谈论关于我们所做的选择。
We like the Israelites can always look back and attest to the faithfulness of God in our lives.
我们就像以色列民一样，总是可以来回顾，来确认神在我们生命当中的慈爱和信实。
We have been changed in many ways.
我们在许多方面都被改变。
We have been blessed by God in many ways.
我们在很多方面都被神祝福。
Even though our lives may be full of trials.
甚至虽然我们的生命满了许多的试验。
God is still faithful.
神依然信实。
But for us to continue to enjoy the many blessings of God for years to come, there should be a conscious effort for us to choose rightly.
但是为了在将来的年日当中，我们能够继续享受神给我们许多的祝福，我们就必须有意识的来努力做正确的选择。
In the words of Moses, to choose life and good over death and evil.
用摩西的话来说，就是选择生命和美好，而不是灾祸与死亡。
The first principle that we can learn from this passage is that Right choices must be rooted on the clear, revealed word of God.
我们从这一段当中选做的第一个原则，也就是正确的选择必须扎根于上帝清楚显明的话语。
Moses tells us that we can make right choices because of the accessibility of God's word in our lives.
摩西告诉我们，我们可以做正确的选择，因为神的话语对我们来说是可获得的。
We have the commandment of the Lord made clear to us.
神的话语对我们是清楚的。
And in this day and age, we even have more accessibility to the word of God than the people of Israel.
相较于以色列民，神的话语在今日对我们来说更是清楚的。
And so Moses told the people, the commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off.
摩西说，这话语并不是太远，以致你们
十一节。OK。
并离你们不是太远。
Sometimes, it could be understood that the difficulty has to do with comprehension, as the version that was read a while ago.
有时候有人会觉得，读这个版本的圣经可能有一点难度。
No, the idea of not too difficult has to do with difficulty in obeying.
这个难是在于遵循神的话语。
Sometimes it's understood to be difficulty in understanding.
有时候是这个难度是在于理解神的话语。
But I take it, that here Moses is basically talking about the difficulty of getting the word of God.
但是摩西在这里谈论的是如何知道神的话语。
People of this world are trying to get an oracle from the God that they believe in.
人们都想要知道从神而来的预示。
But for us, we are fortunate enough because God is the one who has revealed His will in His Word.
但我们很幸运，因为神已经把他的旨意清楚地启示给了我们。
We don't have to get an oracle through divination or looking at the horoscope.
我们并不需要从占卜或者是从算命师那里来得知神的旨意。
We don't need a geomancer or a feng shui master to tell us what to do in life.
我们也不需要占星或是风水师来得知神的话语。
Because God's word is not difficult to obtain.
因为神的话语并不难获得。
It is not too remote or out of reach for us.
它并不是太远，超过我们所能得到的。
As Ian Cairn says, the commandment of Yahweh is not some obscure secret knowledge, but guidance open and accessible, easily understood and practiced.
神的话语并不是含糊的或是神秘的知识，而是开放的、可获知的引导。
And in the New Testament, we read that all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. It is God's way of preparing us in every way, fully equipped for every good thing God wants us to do.
在新约当中说到，圣经都是神所默示的。与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
However, without the word of God,
但是如果没有神的话，
Walter Kaiser Jr. says in his book Preaching and Teaching from the Old Testament that our cities and towns have become more like human jungles.
有一个作者就在他的书当中，这书的名字叫做从旧约来讲道和教导，他说到，如果没有神的话语，那么我们的人的社会就像一个人类丛林一样。
In which we devour each other for little or no apparent reason.
我们无缘无故的相咬相吞。
The same could be true in our dorm.
在我们的房间也是一样。
In our midst, where God's word is not obeyed.
在我们当中，如果不遵循神的话语，
without making choices rooted in the Word of God,
如果不基于神的话语来做选择，
we will look only after our own welfare and not value others.
我们就只会顾自己的利益而不尊重他人。
As John Maxwell says, to add value to others, you must value others first.
就像一个作者所说到的，如果要给别人增加益处的话，你首先要尊重别人。
Not only is the word of God accessible to us,
神的话语不仅仅是可获知的。
That we don't have to go to, or we don't have need for someone to ascend the heaven or go beyond the sea, the Mediterranean Sea for the Israelites, for that matter, to obtain the word of God.
我们并不需要有人，跨山越海来告诉我们神的话语。
Moses says the word of God is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can do it.
摩西说到，这话语离我们不远，就在我们口里，就在我们心里，使我们可以遵行。
And every day as we come to class, we can study it.
每天我们在课堂上面，我们就可以学习神的话。
We can meditate on it.
我们可以默想。
We can even discuss or even debate among ourselves.
我们可以讨论，我们甚至可以辩论神的话。
But the fact of the matter is not to increase our theological knowledge.
但问题的核心并不是在于我们要增加我们的神学知识。
But it is intended for us to do it. In other words, to make right choices out of the knowledge that we have.
真正的要点是我们要去遵行。
Secondly, right choices involve loving and obeying God.
第二点，正确的选择包含爱和顺服上帝。
Because Moses tells us that we have to choose life and good so that by three areas in which we show that in our lives.
摩西告诉我们要拣选生命，拣选上好。他从三个方面来说这一点。
The choices as well as the consequences have been set in the clearest and simplest terms from verses 15 through 18.
这个选择以及它的结果在15节到18节当中用最清楚和简明的话语表达出来。
The people will obey God's commandment and love him, then they shall be blessed in the land.
如果人们爱神并且遵行他的命令，那么他们在这片土地上会蒙福。
However, if they will not love and obey him, they shall perish from the land.
如果他们不爱神，不顺服他，那么他们将在这块土地上灭亡。
Death and evil awaits them, as this picture portrays.
他们的罪恶在等着他们，就像这张图片所显明的一样。
Anytime you walk away from the word of God,
许多时候你们从神的话语当中离开，
You are walking toward the path of death and evil.
你们是走向了死亡和罪恶。
We are to choose rightly by loving God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his word.
我们要做正确的选择，就是爱他，遵守他的道，谨守他的诫命。
And the call is for us to love God as our Father.
而重点就是我们要爱神，就像爱父亲一样。
And such love is expressed by walking in his ways.
这样的爱是表现在遵行他的道。
And by obeying his commands.
谨守他的诫命。
Even as the Lord Jesus tells us, if you love me, you will keep my commands.
就像主耶稣也说过，如果你们爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
In another verse, he says, Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
在另一处，耶稣又说到，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
The commandments provide the detail of what a loving response to God looks like in our practical life.
这个命令提供的细节就是对神的爱的回应在生活当中应当有怎样的表现。
In fact, verse 20 used the word cling on to him.
实际上在20节当中用了一个专靠这一词来表达。
It's an intimate term.
这是一个很亲密的一个方式。
It implies a decisive, irreversible commitment to God.
它暗示了一个定义的、不更改的对神的委身。
And finally, in this passage, we learn the principle that right choices lead to God's blessings in life.
然后最后我们从这一段经文当中也学习到一个原则，就是正确的选择带来上帝的祝福。
Now, there is a story about a king and a wise man.
有一个故事是关于一个国王和一个智者的。
The king was so jealous of this wise man, for he became too popular with the people.
这个国王非常嫉妒这个智者，因为这个智者在人们当中广受欢迎。
And so the king come up with a scheme to try to make the wise person look bad among the people.
所以这个国王就想了一个办法，要让这个智者在人们当中难堪。
One day he summoned all his followers and sent for the wise man to come before him.
有一天他召集了文武百官，然后再把这个智者带到他的面前来。
And the king asked the wise man, O wisest of men, tell me this.
然后他对这个智者说，哦，最有智慧的人呐，请告诉我。
I have the tiniest of birds cupped between my hands.
我双手之间罩着一只最小的鸟。
I command you to tell me if the bird is alive or dead.
我命令你告诉我，这只鸟是活的还是死的。
Now the wise man realized that if he said alive,
这个智者认识到，如果他说活的，
the king would give one quick squeeze and the bird would be dead.
这个国王马上就会两手一挤，这小鸟就会死掉了。
However, if he said the bird is dead, the king would simply open his hand and release the bird.
但是如果他说是死的，那么这个国王两手一摊，就会可以把这个小鸟给放出来。
Either answer would make him look bad before the people.
不管是回答什么，这个智者都会很难堪。
And so after pondering for a moment,
所以在想了一阵之后，
the wise man finally responded to the king.
然后这个智者终于回答这个国王。
He says, the choice is yours.
他说选择在你手中。
The choice is in your hand, Majesty.
陛下，这个选择就在你的手中。
Choice is a powerful privilege that every one of us has.
选择对我们每一个人来说都是一个极大的特权。
However, the choice that we make come with its consequence.
但是我们所做出的选择也会附带相应的结果。
We make choices every day.
我们每一天都在做选择。
Some choices are trivial in life.
有些选择在生活当中是很小的。
The color of dress that you wear this morning.
在今天你要穿什么颜色的衣服？
It may not matter if you wear red or black or white.
你穿红色或是穿白色可能都不会有什么关系。
The food that you take.
今天你吃什么东西？
Well, it may affect a little.
可能会有一点点影响。
But maybe if it's not life-threatening.
但是不会对生命有重大的影响。
But there are choices in life that could affect your destiny.
但是有一些选择却会影响到我们的命运。
Your career choice.
你事业的选择。
Your spouse.
你的配偶。
Who you will live with for the rest of your life.
你选择谁来度过你的余生。
The moral path that you take on a daily basis.
你每一天所做的道德的选择。
The relationship that you choose to cultivate.
你要培育什么样的关系。
This may affect the outcome of your life.
这可能会决定你生命的终局。
And so Moses told us that the choice comes with consequences.
所以摩西告诉我们，选择会带来后果。
He not only presented before the people the choices.
他不仅仅是把这选择摆在人的面前。
But he told them the consequence that each choice they make would follow.
他也告诉人们每一个选择会带来什么样的结果。
It's as if they choose to love God and obey Him, they were choosing life and good.
他说如果人们选择爱和顺服上帝的话，那么他们选择了生命和祝福。
And then they will live and increase in the land and the Lord will bless them.
他们将会在这片土地上存活，繁衍众多，上帝会祝福他们。
Conversely, when they choose to turn away from God and worship idols, they were choosing death and evil.
相反的，如果他们选择离开上帝，敬拜假神，那么他们就选择了死亡和毁灭。
And they will end up being destroyed and unable to live long in the land.
他们最终在这片土地上会被摧毁，不再能够存活在这片土地上。
Richard Clifford expresses the idea of life and death in the following statement.
Richard, 用以下的话语来说明生死之道。
He says, because the speech is liturgical, in other words, it's done before Yahweh.
他说到，因为所用的语言是宗教性的，也就是说在耶和华面前说。
Life in the liturgical context is proximity to the Lord.
生命在宗教的语境当中是与主亲近。
And that means to be absent from the Lord and from the land where he dwells.
而死亡意味着与主隔绝，与所居之地隔绝。
Blessings and curses mean essentially the same as life and death.
生命和祝福和咒诅在本质上就等同于生命与死亡。
To dwell with the Lord and enjoy him through his land.
或者是与主同住，享受他。
Or to be cast out of his land and to live in the lands of strange gods.
或者是从所他的土地上面被驱逐，居住在别神之地。
During the late 19th century, missionaries from the Reformed Church of America went to Xiamen, China.
19世纪晚期，美国归正教会的宣教士去到中国的厦门。
They established schools in Gulangyi.
他们在鼓浪屿建了学校。
And then two of the missionaries went to a small village, called Ganlanling in the province of Tong'an.
其中有两个宣教士，他们去了同安市的橄榄岭的村庄。
They spent countless hours to reach out to the Xiao clan of more than 1,000 people.
他们花了非常多的时间和去带这个邵氏宗族的人，这个宗族的人有超过1000人。
And after years of reaching out to them,
在他们在那边侍奉了多年之后，
only two responded to the gospel message and chose to follow Jesus.
只有两个人回应了福音的信息，跟随上帝。
Unfortunately, they faced persecution from the whole village for turning back from ancestral worship.
但是很不幸的是，他们面临了全村人的逼迫，因为他们不再拜祖宗。
And there was a superstitious belief that anyone who follows Jesus will not have any descendant.
而且那边有一个很迷信的想法，就是任何人跟随耶稣，他就会断子绝孙。
As a result, one of them renounced his faith.
所以结果是有一个人他离弃了他的信仰。
While the other, Joy's paternal grandpa,stood firm in his faith.
而另一个就是邵师母的祖父，邵子美先生，他依然持守信仰。
啊，不是邵师母，是师母。However, he had to leave the village due to persecution, and so he went to Xiamen to serve as a teacher and later became a minister of the gospel.
但是他不得不离开村庄去厦门，在那里当了一个老师。
God did not forsake him, but blessed him with 5 sons and 4 daughters when most of his siblings experienced death in the family or became childless.
神没有离弃他，他后来有了五个孩子，5个儿子，4个女儿。
The youngest son is none other than my beloved father-in-law, the late.Reverend Wesley Shaw.
最小的儿子不是别人，正是我的岳父邵清章牧师。
And all 5 children, 4 sons-in-law, and 1 daughter-in-law are all in the ministry.
而邵清章牧师的5个孩子、4个女婿、1个媳妇都在侍奉神。
And we in turn have been blessed to have Dr. and Mrs. Shaw serving in our midst.
我们也因此蒙了祝福，因为我们有邵院长在我们的当中。
And I'm so much blessed to have a noble wife.
我也受了很大的祝福，因为有一个很好的妻子。
All because one person chose to follow God and His commands.
这所有都是因为有一个人选择了跟随耶稣，遵守他的诫命。
By standing firm in his faith in Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督当中坚定持守他的信仰。
We all have the privilege to read God's word in many occasions.
我们今天都很有幸能在很多时候都读神的话语。
We can study his word using so much resources available to us today.
我们可以来研读神的话语，用许多的资源。
There is no reason for us to claim ignorance of his will.
我们没有理由说我们不明白他的旨意。
The path to blessing is clearly available as long as we intentionally choose to love God by walking in his ways and keeping his will.
通往祝福之路是很清楚的，只要我们定义来选择爱神，遵守他的道，谨守他的诫命。
And if we suffer the consequences of disobedience, we are the only ones to blame.
如果我们因为不顺服而受到了惩罚的话，我们没有别人可以责备，只能责备我们自己。
We may not be in the land of Israel, yet God has blessed us right where we are.
我们可能不会在以色列地，但是神就会在我们所在之地祝福我们。
In choosing life,
选择生命，
we need to treasure the word of God.
我们就要珍视神的话语。
We need to diligently study it.
我们要勤奋地来学习。
We need to apply it in our lives.
并且把它们用在我们的生活中。
And we need to teach it with our lives.
我们也需要来教导它。
Love God above all else so that we may experience his bountiful blessings.
爱神超过任何其他一切，然后我们就能经历到他丰盛的恩赐。
The problem today, as it has been with the past, is not one of information regarding God's will, but the one of the will to do it.
今天的问题和以前都是一样的，并不在于说我们不知道关于神的旨意的信息，而是在于我们没有这个意愿去实行它。
May God bless you as you continue to trust and obey Him.
愿神祝福你们，让你们能够信靠他，遵行他的话。
As the song says, there is no other way to be blessed in Jesus.
就像这诗歌当中所唱到的一样，没有别的方法来领受耶稣当中的祝福。